Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do.
It helps you know what you do.
So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello, friends. My name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe. Welcome to
Studio Classroom. Friends, we are starting with a Talk About It question today. Here it is. What is your favorite Winter Olympic sport and why?
There are a lot of really cool Winter Olympic sports, like snowboarding and skiing. You can see a lot of the tricks that they do. But as an artist, as a performer, because I love acting and I'm not a good dancer, but I enjoy watching those kinds of things. I have to say my favorite Winter Olympic sport is figure skating.
That's what I always watched growing up. I enjoyed watching figure skating quite a bit. It has been a few years since I've watched the Olympics, though.
Well, me too. But every time I watch those figure skaters, or even if there's like, something that people post on social media or something, I'm like, wow, these guys are fantastic. It's just fun to watch what they can do on ice.
It definitely is. And the Winter Olympics are happening this year. So let's take a moment and look at our first reading where we're talking about the 2026 Winter Olympics.
The 2026 Winter Olympics. This month, Italy rolls out the welcome mat for the athletes of the world. From Italy's fashion capital, Milan, to the scenic mountain town of Cortina, athletes from 93 countries have gathered. Excitement fills the air because the 25th Olympic Winter Games, Milano Cortina 2026, begins.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看名词 athlete, 意思呢是运动员。譬如 Samantha is a great athlete. She is always breaking records in the sports she plays. Samantha 是出色的运动员，她总是在自己参加的项目中不断刷新记录。形容词是 athletic, 意思是善于运动的。譬如Brett is very athletic and plays 3 different sports in school. Brett 非常善于运动，在学校参加三项不同的体育活动。相关的名词是 athleticism, 意思是运动才能。例如 ,her natural athleticism was obvious as she sprinted ahead, outpacing everyone on the track.他的运动天赋非常明显，当他在跑道上冲刺领先时，把所有人都远远甩在后头。
Where is the 2026 Winter Olympics going to be held? Let's find out.
All right, well, let's get into it. This month, Italy rolls out the welcome mat for the athletes of the world. So it's going to be held in Italy.And it's not the first place I think of when I think of winter sports. You know, when I think of Italy, Anne-Marie, I think of a nice place to travel that's very good weather all year round and very comfortable when you walk outside. Right? Is that kind of how you think?
Yeah, I would think so. So I was also surprised to find out that the Winter Olympics were going to be held in Italy. And we see a really interesting term here, friends. Welcome mat. Well, what is a welcome mat? It's a mat placed at the door to greet guests. A mat could be made of some squishy material, or it could be made of carpet or something like that, but it's usually placed at the front of your door.
That's right. For example, Anna bought a welcome mat for her new apartment. So this phrase or this idea of a welcome mat is used in kind of a fun way in our lesson. Maybe you've heard of the phrase to roll out the red carpet for somebody. That's got the same idea of doing something to show that you are welcoming these people.
That's right. Let's continue reading, friends. We see here from Italy's fashion capital, Milan, to the scenic mountain town of Cortina, athletes from 93 countries have gathered. Let's take a look at a few of these terms.
Well, the first one we want to talk about here is scenic. S-C-E-N-I-C. That is having beautiful, natural views. For example, you could say we drove along a scenic mountain road.
Now, anytime a city is described as scenic, I automatically assume that it has some beautiful views there. It must be a very lovely place.
Yeah, we could say that it has great scenery. So scenic is the adjective and S-C-E-N-E-R-Y is the noun we talk about when talking about those views. But here we're talking about the scenic mountain town of Cortina, where athletes from 93 countries have gathered. Gathered. What does that mean? That means to come together in one place.
Okay, lots of different things or people could gather or be gathered. For example, you could say the students gathered in the hall for the ceremony. Or you could say she gathered all the things she needed for her overnight trip.
Well, our lesson continues by saying excitement fills the air because the 25th Winter Olympic Games, Milano Cortina 2026, begins. And Maria, I had to take a second when I saw those letters there, XXV.
Oh, the Roman numerals.
Yeah, the Roman numerals.
Yes, exactly. This is one way that we write dates.
It is. And so you really do have to just kind of memorize what each of those letters stands for. The X, of course, is a 10 and the V is a 5, but there are other ones that you got to learn as you go along. Well, right now it's time for us to continue with our next reading.
The 2026 Winter Olympics. For the first time, the Olympic Games will be held at several sites. Milan and Cortina, which host most of the competitions, combine the best of urban and beautiful mountain settings. Today's opening ceremony kicks off 17 days of events, which are being held in 25 different places. 90% of them are temporary or were made from something already in existence. This planning decision cut costs and reduced the event's impact on the environment.
urban 这个形容词意思呢是都市的。来看例句。 Many people now live in urban areas where city life buzzes nonstop. 现在许多人都居住在都市地区，那里的生活总是热闹非凡。动词是 urbanize，意思是使都市化或是都市化。譬如 Many small towns began to urbanize rapidly after the new highway was built. 新的高速公路建成后，许多小镇开始迅速都市化。它的名词是 urbanization， 是指都市化过程。譬如 urbanization has led to significant changes in lifestyle and the environment. 都市化过程带来了生活方式与环境的重大变化。
Well, this Olympic Games is special not just because it's in Italy. We find out another reason here in the next part of our article. For the first time, the Olympic Games will be held at several sites. Let's talk about what this word sites means.
Site is an important or special place. For example, tourists visited the historic sites in the city.
Okay, so it sounds like there are different arenas or different places for people to compete, and they're not all in the same location.
That's right. So we read here, Milan and Cortina which host most of the competitions, combine the best of urban and beautiful mountain settings. Well, it sounds like a place that I would like to visit. Friends, what does it mean to combine something? That means to put things together.
Let's use that word combine in a sentence. Jane combined flour and sugar to make a cake. Now, we read on here that today's opening ceremony kicks off 17 days of events. Now, this is a word that we use a lot of times when we're talking about something beginning, or especially with the Olympic Games, that word ceremony.
That's right. A ceremony is a formal event, often with special actions or things going on. For example, if you have a graduation at school, we often call that a graduation ceremony. The graduation ceremony will be held tomorrow.
Usually when I hear the word ceremony, I think of something that's done the same way every time. Like, for example, at a graduation ceremony, there are certain things that almost always happen. And at the Olympics opening ceremony, we all know that certain events or certain actions will take place.
That's right. So there are some things that are kind of predictable when it comes to ceremonies. But we read on here, 90% of them are temporary or were made from something already in existence. So let's take a look at that word temporary. This means not lasting for a long time, certainly not lasting forever.
Here's an example. Mark took a temporary job at the cafe. If you take a temporary job, it means you're not going to be there for a long time. Now, what is temporary here? Well, these are 25 different locations that all of these events are going to be held at, and 90% of them are temporary, or they were made of something that was already in existence.
That's right. So I get the idea, Anne-Marie, that a lot of these locations or these things were built especially for the Winter Olympics this year, and maybe they will remain for a while, or maybe some of them will be torn down later.
I think that that is a situation or even a problem that happens in a lot of cities that host the Olympics. Mm-hmm. The city puts a lot of money into getting the city ready to mm-hmm. host the event, and sometimes they're even building big stadiums or arenas or things like that. But after the Olympics isn't going on anymore, that question remains, what is going to happen to those big buildings? They're very expensive to make. Mm-hmm. If the city can't find something else to do with them, it's kind of a waste.
Right. And so it's great when cities can think about sustainability when they're taking these things into account. So our lesson actually talks about that. This planning decision cut costs and reduced the event's impact on the environment.
Okay, friends. Well, we have more to talk about in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to learn something new with today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Some fun and games. I once told my friends I had a game plan for organizing my closet. They were impressed until they saw I meant shoving everything under the bed. Hey, it was still a strategy. Let's talk about the word game. It's not always about winning points or dodging banana peels. This word plays a lot of roles. First up, fair game. If something's fair game, it's okay to target, criticize, or go after. After he wore socks with sandals, his fashion choices were fair game. Then there's endgame. No, not just the Avengers movie. It means the final stage of a plan or competition. The company's endgame is to go fully digital. How about game plan? That's your strategy, even if it's bad. My game plan for the exam? Cry a little, guess a lot. And if someone says, I'm game, they mean they're willing to try something. You want to try skydiving? Sure, I'm game. Can we wear socks and sandals when we go? Sure, I'm game. So whether you're planning, playing, or jumping out of planes, game has you covered. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
the 2026 Winter Olympics. The 2026 Games features 8 new events, including one making its Olympic debut, ski mountaineering. During this timed event, competitors will ski up a mountain course and then ski back down to the finish line. The stage is set for more than 3,000 Olympians to compete in 116 events, making this the largest Winter Games ever. Crowds can expect record-breaking moments and heart-pounding action in the days ahead.
Compete 意思呢是竞争或是比赛，譬如 students compete in a spelling bee every year at school to see who the best speller is. 学生们每年在学校参加拼字比赛，以决定谁是最佳拼字高手。Compete 的名词是 competition， 意思也是竞争或是比赛。例如 the aggressive competition between the startups pushed innovation to unprecedented new levels last year. 新创公司之间的激烈竞争使得去年创新的点子到达前所未有的新高度。它的形容词是 competitive， 意思是好胜的或是竞争的。譬如 Mark is so competitive that even casual card games with friends feel like championships. Mark 好胜心很强， 连和朋友玩休闲纸牌游戏都像是在参加冠军赛一样。以上就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。There's
something else that's different about this year's Winter Olympics. There are going to be new events.
Well, we read here the 2026 Games features 8 new events, including one making its Olympic debut, ski mountaineering. First, let's take a look at this word feature, used here as a verb. This is to show or include something special.
Let's use that word in a sentence. The book features photos of wild animals. So this book is including those photos of animals. And this Olympics is including these new events.
Well, we want to talk about something else here, and that is the idea of ski mountaineering. This is a sport of climbing mountains on skis. Paul enjoys ski mountaineering in the Alps. Anne-Marie, does that sound like something you would ever want to do?
I'm not sure. I do enjoy hiking, but mountaineering makes me feel like this isn't just hiking a trail.
No.
This sounds a lot more intense.
It does sound pretty intense. It sounds like a good form of exercise if you have the right equipment and you're in the right location. Well, you know, that word right before ski mountaineering is that word debut. It's kind of an interesting pronunciation. Just remember it is pronounced debut, D-E-B-U-T. We don't say the T on the end, debut. But we read on here, during this timed event, competitors will ski up a mountain course and then ski back down to the finish line. Well, let's talk about something very important to every Olympic event, and that is competitors.
Well, competitors are the people who try to win against others. Competitors are people in a competition.
That's right. You could say the competitors waited nervously before the race. So there are actually different forms of this word. Competitor, those are those who compete, and you could talk about someone being a competitive person. I know that Anne-Marie is a pretty competitive person, which is why it's always fun playing board games with you.
I am very competitive. That is true. This is really interesting here, friends, because we learn a little bit more about this new sport, ski mountaineering. So it sounds like you're not just skiing down a hill, you're actually climbing up on your skis. And the interesting thing here to me is that this event is timed. So maybe people have a certain amount of time to go up and down.
Yeah, I guess exactly. That's what I would assume as well. You know, that kind of reminds me of the sport of rock climbing. There are different forms of competitions. Some are just testing your skills, but then some are timed to see how fast you can make it to the top. So yeah, there are different ways to do these competitions, but we read on here, the stage is set for more than 3,000 Olympians to compete, there's that word compete, in 116 events. Well, let's take a look at that phrase, the stage is set. Anne-Marie, this is the Olympics. We're not talking about theater or drama here.
No, we're not. But I do think that this phrase might come from something like that. When the stage is set, it means that everything is ready or everything is set up for something to happen.
That's right. You could literally talk about drama. You could say the stage is set for the school play or the school drama tonight. However, we could use it to talk about being prepared for a big event in general.
Exactly. Okay, so we find out here there are 3,000 Olympians, even more than that, 116 events, and this is the largest Winter Games ever. Crowds can expect record-breaking moments and heart-pounding action in the days ahead.
All right, we can expect record-breaking moments. That's what people do at the Olympics, hopefully, right? That's what their aim is to break some records. Maybe some people will keep some of their records, right? But then we see this word or this compound of words here, Anne-Marie, heart-pounding action.
Oh, heart-pounding action. When your heart pounds, it's because you're very excited or very nervous about something. Mm-hmm. So if there's heart-pounding action, it means what you're watching is making you feel excited.
Yeah, maybe it keeps you on the edge of your seat. That's another great idiom to know. That means you're excited to see what's going to happen next. Well, right now it is time for us to get excited about today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看罗马数字。 起初古罗马人透过手指计算， 并在记录上以符号 I 代表 1， V 代表 5， X 代表 10。 后来为了表示更大的数字， 便用拉丁字 centum 的字首 C 来表示 100， L 代表 50， 并且用 mille 的字首 M 来表示 1000， D 来表示 500。 另外小数字写在 大数字的左边的时候， 表示大数字减去小数字， 例如 IX 就是 9， 若写在右边， 则是加法， 就如同 VI 就等于是 6， XXV 是指 25， IV 是 4， XL 是 40， LX 是 60。 这种用法常见于历史纪年、 比赛名称或皇室称号， 例如 Super Bowl LX will be held in February 2026， 第60届超级杯将于 2026年2月举行。
Alright friends, it's been a lot of fun talking about the Winter Olympics. It would be a lot of fun to go see a competition in the Olympics one day. That's something that you've done, right, Gabe?
It is. That's right. Back in 2004, I went to the Greek Olympics, or the Olympics in Athens, Greece, and that was great. You know, it's fun going to the Olympics, of course, to see the Olympic events. We saw gymnastics, and that was pretty amazing. But it's also just fun to get out of your own country and go somewhere else and see the sights. I mean, Athens is incredible.
I think that's one thing that's really neat about the Olympics is it brings a lot of different cultures together. Mm-hmm. So you might be able to learn things about other countries or cultures that you didn't know before and maybe come into contact with that. Even just watching on TV, sometimes I see athletes from another country or hear their songs or see their way of dressing, and it's a learning experience for me.
It is a learning experience. And sometimes you get to even run into some of these competitors.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe. We will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.